أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, all the brothers and children. So today, inshallah, in last, you know, this is month of Hajj. But in last 2 weeks, we have been talking about Hajj. You know, last khutbah was also about Hajj and all the manasik of Hajj. Before that, we also talk about Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. So today, I picked something very important for our community. So all the teachings and all the lessons which we take from Quran and Sunnah is all about, you know, attributes in ourselves and in our community, positive attributes. So the topic which I will share in the next 10 minutes inshallah is the attribute of leadership from Quran and Sunnah. So we need to see how Quran advocate leadership and what are the attributes which should be in our leaders. So we will start. So because leadership, you know, some people say leader should be strong, and you know, some people say it should be smart, like in smart in terms of you know, in intelligence and decision making. And you know, so this is different people have different opinions about their leaders. So what we will see, we will see how Quran mentions leaders and leadership. So this is the topic inshallah today. And Sunnah, we will, this, you know, the most highest, you know, the personality in humanity and human beings is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will see few things from Sunnah, Seerah as well. So let's say inshallah, so we will start. So the first thing we will see, the, you know, there's a story in Quran, Prophet Samuel alayhi salam. And when, so we will start from here now. So that we, and then we will summarize all the attributes. So Prophet Samuel alayhi salam, the people of Bani Israel came to him and asked Allah to appoint a king for us so that we can fight against those who actually oppressed them. So when then Allah says, "Qala inna Allah." So this is the highlights from Surah Baqarah. So the word which where they came, like "Idh qalu li nabiyyin lahum lahum ub'ath lana malikan nuqatil fi sabilillah." So ask Allah. So Allah sends a king for us so that we fight for Allah. And then next, you know, I'm just giving you those verses, not complete ayat. So قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَزَادَهُ بَسْتَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْجِسْمِ. So this is actually attribute of the king which Allah choose. And Allah choose Talut. Allah choose actually Talut for them. So the two attributes which are mentioned here, ilm, knowledge, and jism, which is actually power. But the power in terms of decision making, psychological, you know, power, and all physical power. So you know, and then people argue. His people argue, like some people argue, like why Talut is not, you know, wealthy. Like he has no wealth, he has no money. So Prophet Samuel alayhi salam said, the leadership has nothing to do with, you know, this attribute of wealthy. So it's all about knowledge and power, you know, the decision making power and all that. So if a king is, you know, knowledgeable, he can make an informed decision. If a leader is knowledgeable, he study everything about, you know, let's say one situation arises, he see everything and then he make a knowledgeable and informed decision. And he has to has all, you know, his nerves need to be with him to make any decision. He need to be brave. He need to listen all his, you know, subordinates and all nations. So that's actually all about knowledge and power. So these are two attributes which Surah Baqarah mentions in the story of Talut and Jalut. So that's actually two attributes which are extracted from it. What are those two attributes? Knowledge and power. So that's the way we will move forward. So knowledge is very important to make any wise decision. If we just make decision from nowhere and from our own self, it's not knowledgeable decision. We need to do all the steps when we make decision. So these are, you know, the strong leaderships takes institutions and organization move further. You know, we all work in corporate, you know, enterprise companies. Those who work, they understand the decision of leadership. We always get survey. Your leaders are, you know, communicating things to you. How aware you are with the direction of the company. It's very important to have all that, you know, communication and strong leadership. So this is just to attribute knowledge and power. And the third, so this is one. And, you know, the same story of Talut and Jalut, you know, the person who killed Jalut, he was very strong young man, and he was actually Dawud alayhi salam. So now the next attribute which I'm sharing with you are judgment and justice is actually from story of Prophet Dawud alayhi salam. So everybody know, we have very limited time. We always have like 10-15 minutes. So I just highlight the, you know, the story, and then you can go and find out more if you need to, if you are interested in finding more details. So Dawud alayhi salam, there was a case when, you know, some people come into his, you know, to him and put up a case. Like, you know, one brother has 99 sheep and one brother has one sheep. So he was, you know, the case was, okay, the brother who has 99 sheep keep asking about that sheep as well. So he, you know, apparently, you know, the one who has one sheep and the one who has 99 sheep, he cannot claim another sheep, like to make it 100. But Dawud alayhi salam made a decision in rush and he did not get a chance, or he did not listen other party. So he made a decision and say, you know, the person who has 99 sheep, he's already, you know, has 99 sheep. So how can he has another sheep? So he made a decision. So that was a rush decision. He did not listen to both parties. So the Allah says, you know, ya daudu inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ardi fahkum bayna an-nasi bil haqq and wala tattabi' al-hawa. So two things. So bil haqq, so make, when Allah send any leader, any king, he need to make decision on justice. And this is the third attribute. The fourth attribute, we need to make a decision when we hear both parties. If we come to know one story, and then we need to actually, we cannot judge anybody from one story. We need to hear the side of the, you know, other party as well, to find, to make any judgment or any decision. So that's actually the fourth attribute, the sound judgment. And if you see Sunnah about one incident of justice, if you see that, you know, the how leader need to follow just. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, in Seerah, there was one incident when there was one honorable woman. She committed theft, and, you know, people were looking for some people who can, you know, put up her case and ask Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to forgive her, and do not punish, you know, do not cut hands. So Prophet, everybody know what happened. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions. And he gave khutbah, like, all the nations before you were destroyed because of injustice. So, and then he said, if my daughter Fatima radiallahu anha were to be in that situation, I would have made the same decision. So that's actually the importance of justice for the leader and for the king. So we need, and everybody know, after that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the companion and Khulafa'ur Rashidin, they implemented just. So all the decision have to be on justice. So that's actually fourth. And you know, humbleness, that's actually fifth attribute I want to mention. You know, we have seen from Quran, whenever any prophet or, you know, any in a history, if they make any mistake, for example, you know, Dawud alayhi salam, he rushed to make a decision. Then after, immediately after, he realized and he asked Allah for forgiveness. So that's a very important attribute. Same way, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, when he punched the person and the person got killed, he did not make this intention, but definitely the person got killed by hitting so hard. Then immediately after, he accepted his mistake and he definitely says it's actually the action from shaitan, and he asked Allah for forgiveness and Allah forgave. So we need to understand the king, our leader, if he made any mistake, he need to accept. He need to accept that mistake rather than, you know, put his ego in front of him and then keep denying. So that's very important attribute actually, which is like called humbleness in a leadership. Communication skill, the sixth one. We are talking about attributes in leadership. Communication skills. The leader has to be very strong to communicate to his community and his, you know, stakeholders. And transparency in communication is another thing. But the communicate, all constantly communication is very important in any organization. We get email just to inform any decision up higher here, you know, in our organization. We always get constant communication. And this good communication skill is very important. We see from Prophet Musa alayhi salam. So since we are talking about attribute of leadership from Quran, so the Prophet Musa alayhi salam asked Allah to empower his brother Harun alayhi salam, who is more fluent and eloquent in a communication than Prophet Musa alayhi salam, so that he can help him. So what we learn from here, the communication skills is very important for leadership. And the sixth, seventh one is actually piety and simplicity. Piety means pious. You know, Quran Majid in Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah Ta'ala, you know, mentioned, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Who is most honorable? You know, we put our leader most honorable. So the leader has to be most honorable. And who is most honorable in terms of Quran? From Quran we learn, the one who is most pious. Atqakum. So that's actually the attribute which has to be in our leaders. And the one who is most pious, definitely he is simple. He give, you know, pious means, what is piety? Like, what is taqwa? That to give rights to everyone, where it belongs. So if I'm a, you know, owner of any shop, I need to give rights to my employees. So that's actually piety. It's pious. A pious, the leader has to be pious. He should not, you know, oppress his employees. So all this actually piety, and Allah mentioned in one verse, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. So beautiful verse. And the last one is, which I will conclude on this, the truthfulness. The leader has to be transparent and he should not hide any truth. And that's actually the problem in our age. Like, our leaders are working for themselves, and you know, they have no strong leadership skills. So that's actually the topic today I definitely injected in this month, because in last 2 months we have been talking about Hajj and Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. I see the importance of leadership in our, you know, in our leaders, and the attributes from Quran and Sunnah. All leaders have to understand what Allah says about leaders and what Quran and Seerah says about leaders. So that's actually the very sensitive issue I touched upon. And since the community is growing even in this part of the world, our institutions, They need to be more strong in leadership, and they need to be more, you know, transparent in communications. So that's actually, and as a community, we need to understand what is our role as well. We have to be always positive. We always have to be, you know, supportive. And you know, it's called one. I will finish one, our thing today on emotional intelligence. It's very important. Our personality is the combination of IQ, you know, IQ means intelligence quotient, and emotional quotient. It's combination of two things. IQ is only your aptitude, you know, your mind aptitude. But emotion quotient, emotional intelligence is actually how you deal and how you respect others' emotions and then make a decision. That's actually very important of a success of any person or any organization, emotional quotient. You can search Google, what is that thing, emotional quotient or emotional intelligence. It's an amazing thing to improve our lives, our daily lives. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever we learn from Quran, we need to apply in our daily lives. And then we ask Allah, bestow our leaders with all these attributes which we just learned today. So we will finish and we make dua, and these are very blessed days. So I ask everybody to make dua for our, you know, community as well. So wa akhiru dawana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allah.